You know, Jesus accomplished something on the cross that many people don't really understand. When his arms were stretched out on that cross, he declared, "It is finished." You see, we were given an eternal blessing, one that would allow us, me and you, to live as our Creator had planned for us, a life of abundance, fulfillment, prosperity, and as sons and daughters made in his image. But you see, in order for us to fully experience the power of God that is instilled in us, the power to overcome illness, struggle, poverty, we've got to gain an understanding of what the blessing really is and how to tap into what God has already made available for you. Today, I have a very special guest, Pastor T.D. Brewer, a man of God who has declared his life and his ministry to sharing the secrets of how this thing called the blessing has given us the ability to live in a way that God designed for us to live, for you to live, a life where you're experiencing heaven on earth. Today, you're going to learn how to tap into this power to maximize an understanding of the blessing in your health, your relationships, and even your finances. I want you to learn how the blessing holds the key to your purpose and your destiny. So, what happened on that cross when God says it's finished, it goes a long way beyond salvation, and it's time for you to learn the truth, as I did. That's going to propel you out of sickness, anxiety, depression, defeat, not feeling good about yourself, to walk in prosperity, power, and victorious triumph. You don't want to miss a moment of this program. Don't go away. This is some powerful stuff. It's going to change your life. I'm Damon Davis. This is One on One. I want to welcome you right back into the program. I'm here with Pastor T.D. Brewer. He is the author of this amazing brand new book, The Blessing Exposed. T.D., welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's an honor to have you. I want people to get an understanding of what your book talks about, which really is a mirror to what I said at the beginning of the program, that you have the ability to walk in a different way, to do differently, to think differently, to see differently, the way God sees,
yes.
Operate the way God does,
yes.
And it's a winning life. It's not one of struggle, and it's not one of poverty, and it's not one of sickness, and not the losing life that so many of us are feeling right now. Before we get into this book, who is T.D. Brewer?
Well, I'm originally an old farm boy. Okay. From the great state of Mississippi. Right. I've lived in Illinois most of my life. Today, I'm a minister, preacher, teacher. And now I teach what I've lived for the last 15 plus years.
Wow.
So that other people can experience the fullness and the reality of all that Jesus accomplished on the cross.
Well, you have a story that is similar to a man by the name of Abraham in the Bible.
Yes. When I was a freshman at Illinois State University, I had some issues. As we would say, I was messed up.
Okay.
I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I was going in life. I was confused about my identity. Because, see, I never met my biological father.
Okay.
And then there were some things that happened in my childhood. So that caused some other issues. So I had to deal with all these inward emotions. I had to deal with this wrong self-image or self-psychology of myself. Remember the old phrase, misery likes company?
Oh, yeah.
See, some people are so used to having misery as company, they don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
Because misery has become their best friend.
Yeah.
But see, I didn't want misery to be my closest ally.
Got it.
Because see, I had got to a place where I was frustrated. Because I was praying and my prayers wasn't getting answered.
Mm-hmm.
I was tithing, I wasn't seeing an open heaven.
Wow.
I was sick, I wasn't seeing healing. So I was frustrated. Abraham was in a similar situation. And so God told Abraham he had to separate himself from his country, his family, and his father's house. He had to separate himself from a false reality.
Got it.
See, we often define ourselves by our family, our community, our compliments, our titles, our education. But those things don't define us or setbacks and failures. I got to throw those in there too. Mm-hmm. We'll define ourselves by our experiences, whether they be good, bad, or indifferent. Mm-hmm. But see, those things don't define who we are. See, we're defined by who Jesus is.
Got it. It's good.
So Jesus tells us that we can do the what? Same works
thing.
As him and even greater.
And even greater.
But most people get discouraged and don't even want to do the same works as Jesus, let alone greater, because of the lack of understanding of who we are. There's an identity crisis in the body of Christ. Mm. But see, the blessing defines our identity.
Wow. So this thing called the blessing is going to help people move from where they are now into an entirely different life.
Yes.
A different identity.
Yes.
Where they are winning.
Yes.
All right.
See, when you spend time with God, you learn who you are. Because as you learn more of him, you learn more of you. Because you're made in his image and likeness.
I would imagine as we learn more of us, we're going to discover what it is that God set us here to do.
Yes.
Our assignment.
Yes. They can live the way God desires them to live.
Wow.
And become all that he wants them to become in this lifetime.
A lot of people are used to misery.
Oh, yeah.
They're used to what has been their norm.
Mm-hmm.
And to even believe that there is a different life that's not a struggle,
mm-hmm.
is tough to get their head around.
Right.
But you're saying it's possible.
Oh, yes.
And you're saying the beginning into that kind of life is understanding what the blessing is all about.
Correct.
In this book, The Blessing Exposed, you provide us with a contradiction to the way many of us were trained and raised, which is that life is just supposed to be a struggle. That struggling and being beaten up and beaten down is just part of life. That's not what you reveal to us in this book.
No, but I could relate to that.
A lot of people mm-hmm. are afraid that anything different
mm-hmm.
they can't handle.
Right.
Because it's not familiar to them.
The fear of the unknown. But the Bible says he's not giving us a spirit of what? Fear. But of what? Love, joy, peace, and a what? Sound mind. A sound mind is a made-up mind. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in what? All his ways, not just some, but all his ways, and obtains what? Nothing from the Lord.
What you just said there is a real spotlight on what most people's reality is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not happening to life. Life is
right.
happening to them.
That's right.
We are driven by our bills,
mm-hmm.
by tough relationships, by
right.
our boss, our job, by morning traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Our emotions are in charge and control of us.
Right.
Fear has become our motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Worry has become our bedside companion. Depression has become the symptom of a life that we're not happy with.
Right.
We've become perplexed, confused, and wondering what life's all about at all. That's not the way it was designed.
No. See, when your mind is made up, you're going to live the blessed life. You're going to have a blessed life reality.
That's good. Let's get into it.
Okay, when we go back to the garden prior to the state of the fall, that's where Jesus has restored us to. God gave them what? Male and female an identity through the blessing.
God.
In Genesis chapter 1, it says, and God created them what? Male and female,
mm-hmm.
and he blessed them.
And he blessed them.
Right.
Interesting.
He blessed them before they took on physical form. He superimposed himself within them so they could reign and rule like him on the earth.
Wow.
Instead of environments dictating to us, we dictate to the environment. The Bible says what? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. See, the blessing gives us the ability to legislate, to govern, and to produce.
Hmm.
The blessing gives us the ability to live such a lifestyle that it would provoke those who have not received Jesus as Lord to receive him as Lord. It would provoke the kingdom of darkness to resist us because, see, you can exercise judgment on darkness through the blessing.
What is it? The blessing? Is it a thing?
No.
Is it a power?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. See, the blessing itself is spirit. See, while they were yet what? Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He what? Blessed them. He gave them the ability to master and subdue life, that they would not be what? Subject to the elements of life, but they would subject the elements of life to them. That's right. So when you have the blessing at work in your life, you're happy, you're healthy, you're whole, good relationships, business is doing well, because you're in a place where you know God is going to come through.
Man, all of those adjectives do not describe most people's life now.
Right. And the reason it is because they were only taught a partial truth concerning salvation. Mm. See, salvation itself is a wholeness word. To have full salvation, the kingdom of God has to reign in your life. Mm-hmm. See, most people were taught to receive Jesus as Lord so they can get a way of escape
out of here. You get saved
and you
so
go to
you
heaven.
Can make it to heaven.
That's right. But no, when you receive Jesus as Lord, you make room for the manifestation of the kingdom of God, that your life would be so well here, it's as if heaven on earth. That you have to die to get to heaven.
Okay, hold on. We weren't taught that.
I know.
No, man. I mean, no. Our focus is on salvation.
Right.
But then we expect, at least most of us, expect that we're going to have trouble and sorrow and pain. And
they were taught to expect that.
That's part of life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, you're saying.
No. See, when you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you become the citizen of another kingdom.
Whoa.
A kingdom with greater benefits for its citizens. Because see, now you're sons and daughters. See, the Bible says all old things have been what? Passed away. Everything has what?
Become new.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You can't bring that old paradigm, that old way of thinking with you, because you're going to hinder the manifestation of the promises and the covenant of God.
Boy, if this isn't an example of being transformed by the renewing of our mind.
That's
you're talking about an entirely different way of thinking.
Right.
Us seeing ourselves as entirely different people.
You are.
We are.
That's right. When you received Jesus as Lord and Savior, you became a new individual where you're no longer looking from the outside in, but you're looking from the inside out.
Explain.
See, the Bible says the kingdom of God is where? Within you.
Within us.
See, when we live here in the natural, there are so many limitations, we get accustomed to it, that we even put God inside our limitations.
Whoa.
When God created the system for us to live above limitation, that's why he what blessed us. Mm. You were created to live a heavenly lifestyle.
Yeah.
But see, just because we're in the land doesn't mean we embrace the culture of the land.
Got it.
You mentioned earlier, a lot of people are wondering, where is God?
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there's a disconnect. God has never left us. God is ever present. We just have to unlock our way of thinking. He died that we may be sons and daughters of the living God and live out our inheritance here in this life as heirs of God.
Wow.
See, most people think they got to die to become an heir. Mm-hmm. Jesus did all the dying that needs to be done. Jesus did all the suffering. He bore our sorrows, our sicknesses, our griefs, that we may have, live, and enjoy life.
Now,
here.
Not after we're in glory.
No.
Is that what he meant then when he said it is finished?
That's it.
It was done?
That's it.
What? So let's break that down. What was done?
He restored us back to the place which Adam lost.
Which was dominion.
Dominion?
We're in charge.
That's right. When the Bible says we're blessed, the Bible is telling us that we are supernatural beings made in the image and likeness of Almighty God, and that everything around us has to recognize it. Mm-hmm. See, we know a police officer by his what?
His uniform, his identity, his badge.
That's right.
We know he's in charge.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Well, we need to know ourselves by our what? Uniform. I want to say it this way. Our garb is the blessing.
Wow.
That's right. And everything around us recognizes it. Let me tell you, I've applied for jobs in time past. They said, we're not hiring. I put in an application. A week later, I got a job. When I was getting promotions, they say, well, this is the max pay for that promotion. Or they'll say, well, I'm sorry, there's no pay promotion with this. I always got a pay promotion.
Wow.
I never took a lateral promotion. Went to dealerships, pulled cars off the lot. With no down payment, no loan approved, they said, you call us when you determine how you want to pay for this.
Man.
I done bought houses with no money. I done built with no money. Because this stuff works. Okay, the blessing gives you access where money and credentials can't get you.
All right, you're going too fast for me. Everything you just described was you accomplish something in contradiction.
That's right.
To a system of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They said no. You said yes.
That's right.
It happened. Mm-hmm. They said you can't get this without what we need. You said, I'm going to get it with what I got.
That's right.
What was that? It was a frame of mind?
It's a frame of mind. It's a knowing.
It's a knowing.
What, knowing that? I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Mm. When you see through the eyes of the blessing, you always see it the way God sees it. Jesus said, I see as the Father sees. I say as the Father says. I do as the Father what?
Does.
See, when we're living in the blessing, we always see it the way God sees it. We don't see it the way according to what we would consider it is or the way others see it. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight.
Gosh.
I live by another set of eyes.
Got it. And you
see, the blessing has a set of eyes.
Yeah.
The natural body has a set of eyes.
Got it.
But we have to make a decision.
Which one we're going to see through.
That's it.
Okay, so we don't have to wait on God to do something. He's already done it.
Right.
We just have to what?
We have to agree with it.
Agree with it.
That's
right. Break that down.
Okay, the Bible says, by his stripes I am what?
Healed.
Healed. Mm-hmm. Most people pray, Lord, heal me.
Yeah, they do.
They put their healing where? Out there.
Mm.
God is a what? Now God.
God's a here God.
That's right. He's here and now. Okay, my body might have the symptoms. My body might have the pain. It might have the aches. But that does not change the reality of the word of God. By his stripes I am what?
Healed.
Healed.
So what's that mean?
Okay. A couple years ago, I tore my meniscus in my right knee. My knee blew up. It was like a watermelon. It was in pain. I could hardly get my pants leg over my knee. So I go in to the doctor to find out what's going on. Now, he says, I'm going to have surgery. I said, God, I'm too young for meniscus surgery. And I begin to speak to my knee and command a new meniscus. I commanded the swelling to go away, the pain to go away, and I called forth a new meniscus. Why? Because, see, in the spirit is everything you and I need for life. There is no limitation in the realm of the spirit where the blessing operates.
Man.
That's right. So today I sit here without a surgery, totally healed.
What?
Oh, yeah. I run at the gym. I do treadmill, bicycle. I have no pains, no issues at all.
Good Lord, man.
Because, see, it works. It works in your body, your relationships. It works in your finances.
The mindset of the blessing.
Mm-hmm. See, the Bible says, unless you first what agree, then two can what? Walk together. See, this is where we get in trouble. We'll walk together with the diagnosis because we what? Agree.
Agree.
That's right.
Man, it's the truth. I mean, people are looking at their finances and they're saying, they're agreeing with it.
That's right.
Because they have no other choice.
See,
but you're saying they do have a choice.
That's right. See, they have to see it the way God says it and not the way it is. It's a choice to say, oh, this has been in my family for 500 years.
We do it. That's what we say.
But the Bible says by his stripes, we're what?
Healed.
We're delivered. We're set free. But see, that's why we have to agree with what he said and what he has done.
My God.
See, many people are looking for Jesus to come and hold their hand and say, oh, it's going to be okay. You heal. But he's already done that. He said, it is finished. He did it all. He didn't leave anything undone. So Jesus has took all that excuse away for us to live a defeated life.
My God.
He gave us victory.
What you're telling me is that I get into this book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I start discovering what this thing called the blessing is all about.
Yes.
It's going to change my perception of who I am.
Yes.
I'm going to read this book and it's going to tell me who I really am.
Yes. You're going to reprogram your understanding of yourself and God.
And as a result of that, now walking in a different mindset.
Yes.
God's mindset.
Yes.
I'm going to see Now, not the way the world sees, but how God sees.
Right, because you're going to see what Jesus done for you differently.
And then I'm going to begin to do what Jesus did.
Yes.
And that is going to lead me into the life that God designed for me.
Yes.
That is the blessing.
Yes. The blessing guarantees an abundant reality. See, the reality of heaven is abundance. The Bible always refers to his what? Riches and glory. It never said his poverty and lack. The Bible even says Jesus bore what? Our poverty in his what? Body. The blessing positions you where a man can't control you. Yeah. Christians are looking for a politician to meet their needs.
We're looking for a boss to meet our needs.
We're looking
for the promotion to meet our needs.
Mm-mm.
We're looking for a companion to meet our needs.
No.
We're looking for all this stuff outside of us.
Those are counterfeits or substitutes to the real thing.
Which is what is already in us.
That's right.
We're already a royal priesthood.
That's right.
God
Not
Almighty.
Gonna be. You are.
We are.
That's right.
I mean, we are putting so much of our confidence and our hope and our belief into things.
That's right.
To define who we are, to mm-hmm. fix who we are, mm-hmm. to get us to where we believe God wants us to be. Mm-hmm. But this book could be a key.
Yes. See, people are always looking for a break.
Yeah.
We have a break. It's the blessing. So we have the guarantee that if we will seek first the kingdom of God and his ways, the things which we desire, the things we want, will be what? Revealed to us.
And added to us.
That's right.
Pastor Brewer, if you had one hope,
mm-hmm.
one wish,
mm-hmm.
one desire for what this book is going to do in the life of the people watching,
mm-hmm.
what would that be?
That they will come into the fullness of understanding of all that Jesus accomplished on the cross.
Well.
See, most people's minds are closed. They don't open their mind to receive anything other than what they're accustomed to.
Got it.
See, the blessing says there's new opportunities. The blessing says there's more. The blessing says you haven't seen anything yet.
Wow.
Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. That's right. See, most things we're desiring are hidden in plain sight. It's our lack of understanding that's causing it to stay invisible.
But you're saying if we get in agreement,
that's it,
with God that it's already done.
Done. You'll have the continual manifestation of a finished work.
Whew.
See, the blessing says there's yet more God desires to do.
Wow. Wow. Oh, well, I could spend all day, brother, just talking to you about this thing.
Amen.
Because it's so deep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also so easy.
That's right.
You know, so many people, and maybe you right now, going through life just feeling defeated, hopeless, we don't realize that our struggles, as Pastor Brewer shared with us, stem from not empowering the power of this blessing that this book talks about, the Bible talks about, that God spoke about. I would just declare that now is your time for breakthrough.
Yeah.
Now is your opportunity to experience a new, closer relationship with God, one that you have never known before, that is available to you right now. And I want to just encourage you that your journey to begin to understand and walk in this blessing begins with this book, this blessing exposed. It's going to help you discover your inner capacity, your inner strength, your inner ability God planted, God ordained, designed in the womb, that can help you step into the light that God wants you to step into. We're going to go to a break right now. Our announcer is going to tell you how you can get this amazing book from Pastor Brewer. And we also have some amazing, neat bundle resources that we put together for you to help you walk this thing out. We'll be right back in 1 second. Don't go away.
Do you feel stuck? Like you keep going around and around in circles in your same frustrating, maybe even depressing situation? And nothing ever seems to get better? Have you seen financial blessings flowing in other people's lives and wondered, where are the blessings I've been waiting for in my life? When is my time for a financial breakthrough? What does God have in store for me? Today, you heard renowned teacher and author T.D. Brewer talk about the keys to unlocking a treasure chest of blessings in your life, having a closer relationship with God, and living a life above limits. In this exclusive one-on-one offer, you can finally get the tools you need to receive your breakthrough and your blessing. Just pick up the phone now and ask for your copy of T.D. Brewer's book, The Blessing Exposed. It's a practical guide to maximizing the blessings in your life, and it's full of information that you can't afford not to have. This groundbreaking book will help you stop going around in circles and get on a path to financial blessing and freedom. You'll learn how to make decisions for your life that will position you for success, and how to leave your old standard of living behind so that you can live your blessings through a more intimate walk with God. When you call now, you will also receive a special DVD teaching on The Blessing Exposed that goes even further in revealing the promises God has laid out just for you. The promises that will help you finally realize the favor of God and walk in His purpose for your life. This entire powerful collection is yours today for a love gift of only $40 or more. And as a special thank you for supporting our one-on-one programming and the work we do to spread the goodness of God around the world, Damon will send you the full-length, behind-the-scenes DVD of his talk with T.D. Brewer so you can discover the fundamentals that will open the door for your personal and spiritual breakthrough. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, we will send you this dynamic three-disc series, Breakthrough, that will teach you how to grow in your faith through the power of God's Word, speak the Word over your life daily, and walk in supernatural victory. And as an added bonus, you'll also get this inspirational break-free bracelet that you can wear to remind you that you are victorious through Jesus, that He has helped you break the chains of the victim mentality that has held you down far too long. Moment by moment, you will be encouraged to stand tall as a triumphant child of God. With a simple phone call and your love gift of $40 or more, you will receive this entire bundle. T.D. Brewer's book, The Blessing Exposed, his in-depth DVD teaching, the uncut interview with exclusive footage not seen on today's episode, the special Breakthrough CD series, and a beautiful break-free bracelet. This special compilation is filled with resources that will equip you with the tools you need to live a healthy, happy, and prosperous life. It's time to get unstuck, to get your breakthrough, and receive the blessings you've been waiting for. Call or go online now.
You know, oftentimes it's one decision that we can make, one step that we can take that can help us begin a pathway, a journey to win in this life. And I believe God sets us up for that. I believe that God presents doorways for us to walk through. And it just takes our confidence, our assurance that He's got it already laid out. But He's not going to do it for us. He's not going to make you take a step. All He can do is set the stage. All He can do is just have you stumble across a program like this to hear something this remarkable. But you have to be the one to take the step that's going to make the difference. Isn't that awesome? So I want to encourage you to do just that. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get connected in a way that God can help you move forward in life. We love you. We'll see you again next time. I'm Damon Davis. This is One-on-One.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.